This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, the 19th of September, 2013. And we are in a wash of lies. The lies are washing over the old lies. The old lies are being covered up by new lies. And what lies at the heart of this are a bunch of liars. Plain and simple. I saw this yesterday, and I alluded to this on the air. The business roundtable that Barack Obama spoke at. And saying some really stupid things. And I also said that he was looking pretty much like the old Cracker Jack toy where you're supposed to put the BBs in the tiger's eyes. He was looking extremely uncomfortable to the point where they just pulled the plug, pulled the feed to the business roundtable after the President of the United States just said, well, I'll be happy to take questions. Oh, boy. Probably people at the round table, they wanted their questions heard. They wanted all America to hear it. But the Bush people did not want to have that aired. So it was actually the Bush people that pulled the feed. And he was saying some mighty stupid things. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, raise the debt. That doesn't matter. It's been done 100 times. That doesn't add anything. We're just paying for past bills. You know, this is the kind of Orwellian doublespeak. It's kind of like the Soviet 5-year program. Remember this one? Through the Reagan administration? I think even through the Carter administration. Through both Bushes. Through Bill Clinton. It was always a 5-year plan. I mean, it's straight out of the Soviet Union. Here's the new 5-year plan. And usually it was in reference to a balanced budget. You know, for the politicians in Washington, D.C., their coup was not to spend any more money than what they take in. Now, we'll forget about the deficits of yesterday, the day before that, last week, last month, last year, last century. That all that doesn't matter. What matters is the here and now, and we need to balance a budget. Now it's getting stupid on steroids, because now what they're arguing about, the Republicans want to strip for the budget. They want to strip the money for Obamacare out. Democrats don't want that to happen. We all know what Obamacare is going to do to medical care, and the cost of it are going to absolutely skyrocket in this country. We already know that. We've watched it happen in other countries. You know, and to a person that's uninformed or cultural, I don't want to say misfit, but let's just say that they're lacking in knowing what the hell's going on in the world and what moves things. What makes things happen? Because they're not a part of it. See, these are the people that understand what shakes and moves and what looks like and what may be versus what really is. You have to. A lot of people have to have that kind of knowledge and insight in order to survive today. If not, yeah, you're stupid and you just die, and what did the world lose, right? Well, that's not my fault. That's the individual's fault for being in that position. But you're being guilted into, my God, we got to save everybody from themselves. No. Right now, I'm in the I want to save myself mode. Because what is good for me is good for the other guy. It's not a panacea. One shoe does not fit everybody. But don't try putting a latex glove on my foot and telling me it's the new shoe. No, it's a shoe. Different sizes. Okay, I get it. But it's still a shoe, not a rubber glove. Or, well, these people are prophylactic, for all they know. Some very interesting things were said, and I want to play the clips today. Especially Mark Faber, which is... yeah, I like this guy because he's got an edge to him. And I like people that have an edge to them. When they get a little excitable, then the truth really starts to come out. You start to see what is under the veneer. Everybody's got a veneer. Everybody's got an imminent front. Everybody always tries to put on the best front, you know, to make themselves more acceptable to other people. We are social creatures. But then some of us, in light of the dire situations that we find ourselves in, really don't give a damn to make good buds and pals of everybody. See, I don't have this complex that everybody has to like me, nor do I have to like everybody else. I can not love the entire world, but I can have respect for it. Like I said, my analogy, you know, love conquers all. That's the strongest thing in the universe. No. beat a hasty retreat or fight is the general rule for human beings. That's human nature, fight or flight. If a grizzly bear comes charging at me out of the woods, am I going to just trade spit with the bear and make him love me? Am I going to soothingly tell him, please, Mr. Bear, don't eat me? Or am I going to do what I need to do to either stop that bear or get myself out of the area of operations real fast? You know, like, I don't know, like a rocket belt might come in handy for something like that. Climb a tree? Yeah, so can bears. Some better than others. Then you might play the flying squirrel, going from one tree to the next, getting away from an angry bear. Don't ever make the mistake of hanging around too long when you see cute little cuddly offspring bears, because mama ain't far behind. Mama feels threatened, mama will shred you. Is that love going to stop that bear? No, the respect of that bear's capability is what is going to save your keister if you find yourself in a sad scenario. But at any rate, let me start out with the president. Holy mackerel. I never thought I would see things in this country degenerate. I was hoping that my mind would be mush. I would be in la-la land. I would have already lost my mind, my teeth, and everything else. And I would have been on diapers or something before I would ever hear anything like this coming out of the President of the United States, or the CEO of the corporation. Take your pick.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. It's a basic function of making sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved.
Mm-hmm. That's Obamanomics Class 101. There's not a Class 100. Those people are prepubescent. Hell, they're even pre-kindergarten. What a mind. What a wonderful mind. An ex-senator of the United States and now president of the United States has. It is just remarkable. I love this president. There has been no finer president. Man.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Now, that was at the business roundtable, okay? And as I said, and I watched this, I was in a state of disbelief. I think it's called cognitive dissonance. and I'm watching the end of this, I'll take, the president says, I'll take questions. And a tall man stood up from the right-hand side, Obama's left, right-hand side of the room, and approached the podium, and the feed was cut. I would have loved to heard what these business people had to say. Because, you see, folks, the economy, forget what this creature is saying, how the economy is improving. It's not. People are getting laid off all over the place. Banks. I'll pull up the stats on that one, but banks, guess what they're doing? They're laying off people in their mortgage departments. Now, why would they be doing that if the economy is improving? And we already know there's a housing slowdown. Why? Because incrementally, interest rates have been creeping. Well, Bernanke had to do quantitative infinity because the economy would have came to a screeching halt without it. When are they going to quit? Nobody knows. Some people think that they will never quit until the damn thing just collapses of its own dead weight. It's almost there. It's like having a 1,000-pound patient flat on their back. They can't breathe. There's nothing you can do for them. They're terminal. And so is this economy. Now, Ron Paul is making some rounds, and he ended up on MSNBC, Morning Joe. And I guess you go out and get an ultra-conservative if your ratings are really sinking. But this is what Ron Paul had to say about the banking. And he says that, hey, you know what? It's really bad if Bernanke is not stopping this. By the way, Bernanke, his job, he's leaving Washington in January. That's in 3 months. A little over 3 months. He's gone. Yellen, the person that's supposed to take his place, well, she's kind of a bail-in kind of a person. Back in 2010, she made the comment about if you've got $100,000 in the bank at the end of the year, you should only get $95,000 back. Negative kind of interest. Interest for the bank, they get to use the money, they get to do whatever they want with it, but you, well, you kind of get charged for parking your money in their bank. But what we have learned, it's their money to begin with. You just have the illusion that it's yours, you earned it, and you get to use it the way you want. Yeah, it's the same way with your car. Who owns your car? The damn state does. They just give you permission. How do you think these cops have been getting away with all of what they've been doing to people for all of these years? And that's because you've got a contract. Your contract's your driver's license. You have to abide by a certain set of rules, or by Jiminy, you might go to jail. Hey, we're going to administer justice right here and right now. Well, here is Ron Paul on MSNBC.
Here with us now, former Republican congressman from the state of Texas, former presidential campaign candidate Ron Paul. He's out with a new book, The School Revolution, A New Answer for Our Broken Education System. Harold Ford and Brian Shackman back at the table as well. Congressman, it's always good to see you.
Thank you.
Just talking about life on the outside. You retired and got busier, it sounds like.
Yeah, people say, have you really retired? And I don't think that's a good term. I can say that I've retired from Congress.
Right.
I've left Congress.
You're still working hard. We want to get to your book in just a second, but obviously given your position on the Fed over the years, I want to ask you about the front page news in almost every newspaper this morning. Fed stays on easy money course. Quantitative easing continues. What's your take?
Well, I'm not surprised, but the markets were certainly surprised yesterday. But I think it's a major admission by Bernanke that things aren't good. You know, the fact that he's doing this and all the markets anticipated, well, maybe the economy has improved. He's literally saying, we're in bad shape. And yet the markets didn't interpret it that way, because the markets are reflecting just that easy money going into stocks, but it doesn't help those 99%, or at least the large middle class and the poor, won't help them one bit. They're still going to have trouble getting jobs. So there's a lot of disconnect here. But I think it was a very, very bad announcement yesterday that the economy is a lot worse off. And I think in time it'll prove to be the case.
But aren't we in a situation where if the Fed cut this stimulus money, we might be worse off?
Well, it can't get worse. I mean, to continue to destroy a currency is always bad, always bad. It always destroys the middle class, and the wealthy get wealthier. And this is the prediction of Austrian economics for, 100 years. And this is exactly what we're witnessing, those predictions that the wealthy get wealthier, and the poor get poorer, and the middle class gets wiped out. So, no, all inflation is bad. And this idea that the Fed can create money out of thin air to satisfy special interests and the politicians who like to spend money, it always leads to trouble, except on the surface, a lot of people feel good about it.
Let me stop this right here. I'm sorry. I mistimed this. I'm eating a cookie. A Pepperidge Farm Milano, and I have not been compensated for that comment. It's a corporation, folks. Bank. Corporation. Their product just happens to be money. Not cornflakes, not brake pads, not gasoline, whatever. Their product is what they call money. The job of any corporation is to constantly show growth, profit. Why is that important? Well, for a corporation, if you own stock in it, yeah, good. How do you get returns? I mean, you're going to buy stock from a company, for $10, and 10 years from now it's worth $10? No, I don't think so. It wouldn't be a very attractive place to park your money, because what happens to that parked money is it gets degraded by way of inflation or devaluation. Let's use the adult terms. So we have the federal government, the big corporation, dealing with the other corporation called the Fed Reserve. And we've got to keep all this stuff flowing, man. We've got to keep all this stuff going. So it's print, print, print. Spend, spend, spend. I mean, take a look. And excuse me, Mr. Paul, we'll get back to you here after the bottom of the hour break. But look at this. They're holding the budget up over Obamacare. They want to strip it out. And the deal is now, we're not cutting anything in the government. We're not cutting any. Right now, and I'm not a big fan of this, and I'm not advocating, but this is what's being said. That we have to increase taxes, and we have to cut spending. The game that's being played in Washington right now is we don't want to cut anything. We are so far in debt. That's because the American people do not realize how much we are in debt. It should be flashing on a billboard in every highway and every town in the USA. It should be beamed into your head from outer space every 10 seconds as a constant reminder, rather than being distracted by other things. We're in a hell of a lot worse shape than the media is putting on. I mean, the bimbo blonde on this set just said to Ron Paul, well, what would it be worse to do that? Or it's both death. Do you want it now or do you want it 10 minutes from now?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hi, this is Andy Hoffman at MilesFranklin.com, one of the largest bullion dealers in America. I just want to emphasize that people should donate in the current pledge drive to Republic Broadcasting Network. I think it's a fantastic alternative media solution for people, and it's free. Please go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, where you can donate by credit card or PayPal, and their address is there, too, if you want to mail it in. Thanks so much. I look forward to participating in the network for years to come.
And we appreciate it, Andy Hoffman. 800-724-2719. Dial that number right now and make a pledge. It won't hurt. Well, if it does, only for a minute. 800-724-2719. It's going down, folks. The only question is how many informed people are we going to have as friends rather than potential enemies? We're doing what we can, but we need your help. Back to Mr. Paul.
Bubble phase. A lot of middle-class people felt good about it. They were buying houses.
and house prices were going up until the inevitable bust came. The wealthy got bailed out, and the average person lost a job and lost their house. So it's never good, even if you feel good for a while. Right now, only the rich are feeling good, and the poor aren't doing well, and the middle class is getting much poorer.
What's the most important thing that can be done in the short term to help raise middle class incomes, to raise incomes across the board? And what's the most important thing long term? Government business combination can be done.
The short term is really very tough. You know, if you wanted to say on the short term, if you wanted to intervene and had to intervene, you should have given the money to the poor people and let them pay for their mortgages. Don't bail out the rich, which I wouldn't have advised. But on the short term, you could have done that. Long term is the only thing you can do is you have to decide whether you want a few men, maybe women involved in secretly deciding what the interest rate should be. The interest rate, if people don't understand how important the interest rate is, they can't solve this problem. For the middle class or anybody, you have to have savings, you have to have interest rates. That's the message to the business community. But we don't have interest rates other than what is dictated, you know, by a few people. And they're always wrong. You know, they're always wrong and they're always will mislead. And that's why even yesterday is more misleading us on what's really happening.
So you have that artificial manipulation of rates, and we know your opinion about the Federal Reserve. But if you could pull the levers right now, because you can't just go cold turkey, right? I mean, specifically, how would you get to the point where you could adjust it to more a more normal assessment of what the rates?
Well, see, the cold turkey argument has merit to it because it would be tough.
It would be a real shock to the short-term
but
system.
But the alternative is a calamity like the bankruptcy of a whole country, like a city can go bankrupt, like we see, you know, like a Detroit. So you're not really comparing, you know, an easing down and a smooth transition or having a really tough thing to cut back. So there is no easy. There's no political answer. It's addiction. The people are addicted to spending. The politicians are addicted. The markets are addicted. And there's no chance that they're going to wean us off. And this is what Bernanke was saying yesterday. And the politicians aren't going to balance a budget next year. Matter of fact, what we have been taught for nearly 100 years is that's stupid to balance a budget. Because what you want to do is you want people to spend money and borrow money and print money. That's the thing that we have been taught
for a long, long
time.
They don't really believe we can go bankrupt. No one really believes it in the populace that we can actually go bankrupt. So it's a reality they don't actually assess when they're looking at the economy.
Absolutely.
They don't believe it can happen.
You're absolutely right. And that's why we're naive. And we've had the blessing of being able to issue the reserve currency of the world. So they're still taking our money. But if that were true, none of us would ever have to work again. We would just have the Fed, you know, print money, and we would buy stuff from overseas. But that confidence in the dollar, the confidence in our foreign policy now is starting to shake a bit. And they go together. If they lose confidence in our foreign policy, lose confidence in our economy, and lose confidence in our dollars, you will see interest rates rising, and then that'll be the big issue, because that will be the most significant expenditure, and nobody will have any control of it. Because if you have interest rates doubling or something, you can't legislate that down.
Long term, for us to innovate, to come to your book, how do we repair an education system that can educate and prepare the next generation of leaders? And
he goes into his book in the last part or last segment of this interview, but he's correct. I mean, this is what we've been taught. Obama said it the other day: full faith and credit in the American government and their ability to borrow. Your ability to borrow. Oh, well, it's been somewhat handicapped. Yeah, we understand. Well, Mark Faber has a way of just laying this on the line. And the person that they want to bring in, this Yellen character, well, she's a bail-inner. She's going to make Bernanke look good. I have a funny, funny feeling. At any rate, here's Mark Faber's take on it. And this is from Bloomberg Business.
Take a listen to this.
We're going to go with the Fed to QE99.
In the economy.
This is April Faber is saying this.
The cuckoo people that populate central banks everything is possible.
If you say that, if he means
this
what he
June
says,
of this
then
year.
You believe in Father Christmas. The monetary policies of the
September
U.S. will destroy
year.
The world.
The Dr. Doom isn't done yet, and of course, on the most crucial Fed day of the year, and with the taper now off the table, he's joining us with some choice words for Chairman Bernanke. Mark, always a pleasure to talk to you. What's your reaction to this news that there's going to be no taper?
For now.
Well, thank you for having me on your program. My view was that they would taper by about $10 to $15 billion. But I'm not surprised that they don't do it for a simple reason that I think we are in QE unlimited. The people at the Fed are professors, academics. They never worked a single life in the business of ordinary people. And they don't understand that if you print money, it benefits basically a handful of people, maybe not even 5% of the population, 3% of the population. And when you look today at the market action, okay, stocks are up 1%. Silver is up more than 6%. Gold up more than 4%. Copper 2.9%. Crude oil 2.68%. And so forth. Crude oil, gasoline, are things people need, ordinary people buy every day. Thank you very much. The Fed boosts these items that people need to go to their work, to heat their homes and so forth. And at the same time, asset prices go up. But the majority of people do not own stocks.
Only
11% of Americans own directly shares.
Hang on, Mark, because people need also mortgages, right? When they're starting families, a lot more people need to get out of their parents' house and buy their own. People need cars. The cars on the road are 11.4 years old. Those interest rates are being held down when the Fed continues this type of policy, no?
Well, on September 14th, 2012, when the Fed announced QE3, that was then extended into QE4, and now basically QE Unlimited, the bond market had peaked out. In other words, interest rates had bottomed out on July 25th, 2012, a year ago, at 1.43% on the 10-year Treasury note. Mr. Bernanke said at that time at the press conference, the objective of the Fed is to lower interest rates. Since then, they have doubled. Thank you very much. Great success.
Is this the unintended consequence, you think, of all this money printing? And what's the end game?
Well, the end game is a total collapse, but from a higher diving board. The Fed will continue to print. And if the stock market goes down 10%, they'll print even more. And they don't know anything else to do. And quite frankly, they've boxed themselves into a corner where they're now kind of desperate.
Well, there's going to be a new head of the Federal Reserve. Expectation is that it's going to be Dr. Yellen. Do you think we'll see any changes when she comes in?
Yes, we'll see a huge change. She will make Mr. Bernanke look like a hawk.
Like a hawk? Why? What do you think she's going to do, Mark Faber?
She, in 2010, said if she could vote for negative interest rates, in other words, you would have a deposit with a bank of $100,000 at the beginning of the year, and at the end you would only get $95,000 back, that she would be voting for that. And basically, her view will be to keep interest rates in real terms. In other words, inflation adjusted.
We got to take the break. We'll finish this one up on the other side. Yeah, negative interest rates. Double plus good.
They came and took it all away.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Here's the rest of the Faber interview, and this is important, folks, because I believe that all of this other stuff, it's convenient diversion or real imagined, we did it or we allowed it, doesn't matter. Everybody else is, the budget crunch, Obamacare, the White House, Republicans, Democrats. The country continues to go down the proverbial tubes. We don't want any real discussions here. Budget balanced in Washington, D.C.? Really? Oh, we've raised the budget 100 times before. Yeah, it's just to pay past bills. Everything's okay. We're $100 trillion, $150 trillion, $200 trillion. Who knows? Debts and obligations that we're in. Who cares? That's nothing. Today, just focus on today, because tomorrow you die.
And don't believe a minute. The inflation figures published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You live in New York. You should know very well how much costs of living are increasing every day. Now, the consequences of these monetary policies and artificial low interest rates is, of course, that the government becomes bigger and bigger, and you have less and less freedom, and you have people like Mr. de Blasio who comes in and says, let's tax people who have high incomes more. And, of course, immediately, because in a democracy there are more poor people than rich people, they all applaud and all vote for him. The consequences.
Yeah, interesting. Let's talk about sort of some asset classes here. Gold, you've been a big bull on gold. This, of course, is good news for gold investors. Where do you see gold heading?
Well, I'm not sure that it will straight. I think when I look at the market action today, I would like to see the next few days, because it may be a one-day event. The markets are overbought, and the Fed has already lost control of the bond market. The question is, when will it lose control of the stock market? So I'm a little bit apprehensive. I'd like to wait a few days to see how the markets react after the initial reaction. It was just piling into everything.
It's a good point. You know, we saw the 10-year, for example, the yield come down as the price sort of shot up momentarily. But from the levels that we are at, it doesn't look like they're really having too much of an effect, at least not as much as they'd like on the 10-year yield. Do you think that'll float back up to where we saw it before 2 p.m. today?
Well, actually, I have to tell you or confess to you, longer term, I'm, of course, negative about government bonds, and I think that yields will go up and that eventually there will be sovereign default. But in the last few days, when yields went to 2.9 and 3% on the 10-year, for the first time in years, I bought some treasuries because I have the view that they overshot and that they could ease down to around 2.2 to 2.5%, because the economy is much weaker than what people think.
What's the timing on that, 2.2% on the 10-year?
Well, I think within the next 3 months or so.
Okay, we'll watch those yields go down. Any predictions on gold prices?
Well, I always buy gold. And I own gold. I don't even value it. I regard it as an insurance policy. I think responsible citizens should own gold, period. But I think eventually it will go up, yes.
Eventually? Yeah. It's going to, yeah, sooner than later, trust me. And here's going to be the problem. For people out there that have not done any asset protections whatsoever, you know, we came out with ways that people could roll over their IRAs, 401s. Yeah, you'd take a hit on it, but you know what? You wouldn't be wrapped up in paper-backed anything. That you could, in fact, be in receipt of the gold and silver, not an IRA, paper-backed IRA. Gold paper, because that's sitting in somebody's hands other than yours. And when the time comes, you're going to actually expect delivery. How many people are waiting for delivery right now and crossing their fingers at the COMEX? Oh, you can go in there and throw a fit. And yeah, well, they'll give you a check. Well, wait a minute. That's not what I showed up for my gold. Well, here's your check. Meanwhile, prices are being suppressed. Countries with the bags full of money that have not gone broke are still buying massive amounts of gold, as China is. And here's what's going to happen. When this thing pops, it's going to go like that. The very next day, you're going to see gold and silver just be out of sight. And if you don't act quickly enough, you're going to be left behind because you're not going to be able to afford it. If you've stalled off this long, hoping against hope that the economy is going to turn, that, you know, I'll take this week's check and I'll pay that, or maybe I can get by another week. It is on borrowed time. Borrowed time. So what's going to happen? It'll happen overnight. Gold and silver will just shoot right through the roof. And if you can kind of afford it right now, I mean, we used to say this, and it's true. You know, let me ask you guys something. Does your wife or your girlfriend, do they go to the store hoping to pay the most for the goods that they kind of want to have? Or do they wait for a sale? Have you ever gone into a dealership, looked at the sticker price of the car, and went, okay, I think that's good? Or did you try to bring the price down a little bit? Did you try to bargain a little bit? Well, of course you did. And there's this insane lockup going on right now in people's minds. They are not buying any gold, and they're not buying any silver. I haven't even looked at the silver today. But let me take a quick peek here. Holy mackerel. It crept up back up to 23.19. Up 13 cents today. Whoop-dee-doo. The other day it was 20 and some change. I would have thought the phones would have been ringing off the hook going, oh, you mean, geez, I can peel off a $100 bill here and I can almost get 5 ounces? Nope. Not anymore. This will continue to go up. You don't understand how they've been sitting on it and manipulating it. You've heard those words, but I don't think you're believing it. And no, yeah, drop some acid and have a little dream that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and silver is going to be $2.75 again. You're tripping. So when this stuff fired, I honestly mean this, and people will inevitably try to do it, and you're going to see a guy get very, very, very pissed off. I don't want the calls coming into this show. Well, John, I should have taken your advice. You were right. I don't want to hear it. I'll hang up in your ear. I will. I am past the person that you've thrown the life preserver once, twice. Are you going to grab it this time? Three times. I'm going to let you drown. And as you're going down for the third time, curse yourself and your stupidity. Don't tell me, because I really don't want to hear it. We've given you the information. We've backed it up. We've done everything that we could possibly do. Can't run your life for you. Other people are doing that quite nicely for you right now. And if you don't do something against it, they're going to run your life right into the ground. It's your life. Live it for yourself. Not for this damn government and the bureaucrats it represents. For the democracy for which it stands. We must take America back. We must take America back. Freedom.